神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to close out our study of the inner child with an area that so many times people don't even realize, but an area where they feel they must be perfect. They must do everything exactly right.
我们将要结束这个所谓的没有成长的里面的我这样的一个课程。那最后一课我们要提到的就是呢，完美主义，好像什么事我都要完全的好，完全的对。
Without even realizing it, it becomes a heavy burden to them.
在你没有察觉当中，已经成为你的一个重担。
You say, well, what is it? What does it mean, this perfectionism, this sense of having to have everything just right?
什么叫做这个不成熟的我里面带着这种什么事都要最完美的这种完美主义呢？
Actually, it begins in our thinking and our rationalizing. It's an irrational belief that you or your environment must be perfect.
是从你的观念概念开始的，是一个不合理、不正确的观念，就是什么事情我都是要达到一个完美的地步。
They strive to be best, which is good, but they also want to reach their ideal, and that's good.But they don't ever want to make a mistake.
一方面是一种趋利，要达到最好的境界，这是好的。一方面呢，是自己呢，有一个目标，这也是很好的。但是问题是不容许自己犯错，或容许自己有一点瑕疵。
In other words, they strive to be best, but they don't know how to handle it if they are not the best.
他们要成为最好的，但是当他们不是最好的时候呢，他们不晓得该怎么面对。
See, they have this attitude in them that they must, whatever they attempt to do, it has to be letter perfect. There has to be no mistakes, no slip-ups, no inconsistencies.
对于自己的这种理想的概念呢，就是呢，不能有一点点的瑕疵，不能有一点点的不完美。而且让自己非常刻板的，一点都不能够变通，不能够失常。
Actually, they develop a habit many times from their youth that keeps them constantly alert to the imperfections, the failures, the weaknesses in themselves, but worst of all, in others.
事实上，这个呢，有时候是从年轻的时候就养成了一种习惯，就是他们。对于自己的所谓的不管是失败也好，或者是不完美，或者是软弱呢，总是有一个很敏感的一种感觉性，不但对自己，而且对别人也会很敏感。
They feel if you don't do it my way, then you are wrong.
以至于呢，对于别人的做法呢，如果没有按照自己的想法做的时候呢，他们就觉得说你是错的。
You see, they keep a level of consciousness that keeps them always.On their toes, are always wanting to see that their norm and their guidelines and things should be just as they suppose them to be.
他们的潜意识里面总是存着一个自己的标准，应该是这样子的，应该有这样子的一个过程。所以呢，常常用这个来衡量，他们认为这个才是对的。
Many times, deep inside of them, they have an underlying motive that presented to them all the time: fear. They have a fear.
那他们的这种潜意识里面也存着一种害怕的一种动机。
Fear of failure and fear of being rejected.
害怕失败，害怕被别人弃绝。
You see, they think if I'm not perfect, I will fail, and then others will reject me because of that.
他们的想法是这样子的，如果我失败了，那我不完美我就失败了，那我失败的话会被别人来弃绝。
Actually, there are some of them that are afraid to succeed because they feel like they're going to have to keep on doing, keep on being perfect, keep on accomplishing.
有的人呢，他们会有一种惧怕，怕自己成功了之后，然后就没有办法维持这种成功的记录，所以他们就不想尝试了。
They have a very rigid, they moralize, they don't recognize that they're human or that they are imperfect.
有时候是基于我们对于自己的人性啊认识的不够，忘记的说我们事实上是有人性的，而且我们也不完美的。
And then they have that something in them that no matter what they attempt, it's never good enough.
而且呢，里面有一种想法，就是不管我做什么，总是做的不够。做得不够好。
It never meets their expectations.
所以呢，从来没有办法达到自己的对自己的期待。
Now, if you're a perfectionist, all of these things may not be exactly what you are, but there will be some of these things that you will begin to recognize, hey, that's me.
如果你有这种不成熟的完美主义的这样的一个倾向的话，这个当中的一些症状不是说你全部都是，但是或许就是某一个部分，然后你就发现说，哎，我有这样的一个现象。
And our belief system, what we believe is marred by this.
有时候你的这种信念，你相信的信念呢，事实上就是一个主导。
You see, they begin to believe that everything in life must be done to a level of perfection, and often it's higher than what others expect.
想法就是呢，不管我做什么，总是有一个设立一个理想，而且呢，一定是很高的理想，而且呢，还比别人高的理想。
They believe it's unacceptable to make a mistake.
那他们呢，会有这种观念，就说呢，错误犯错是不被接受的。
Sometimes they can get in real depression because they've made a mistake.
那偶尔犯的错呢，就觉得好像很沮丧。
They have a belief that you must always reach your ideal, no matter what.
他们的相信就是说呢，我不管怎么样，一定要能够达到我的理想。
So you can begin to see that the thinking patterns bring a lot of heaviness on the heart of a perfectionist.
这种意识，这种想法会给你带来一个很沉重的一种心情。
They feel like you're a loser if you're not perfect.
他们的想法是这样，如果你不完美的话，那你就是一个败家了。
Their thinking is, it's what you achieve that makes you what you are, rather than what you really are.
那么他们对人的认证呢，就是在于你的成就，你成就的什么才是真正的你，而不在于你是怎么样的人，你是谁。
Now you have those who have the underlying feeling that if I'm successful, I can't keep it up. Then you have others that say, I have no value in life unless I do succeed.
有的想法是这样子的，他们认为说呢，如果我这次成功了，我很怕以后就赶不上这样的一个标准。还是说如果自己没有成功，没有成就的话，就认为自己很没有价值。
Then there's the sense that unless I can do something perfect, I'm not even going to try it.
那有的人是这种想法，除非我做，我就要做得非常好，非常完美。如果做不好，我干脆就不是。
There are sometimes young people have this perfectionist in their lives, and they're going to do some work, but they feel like, what's the use to try if I can't do it perfectly? I might as well not try it.
很多年轻人犯这种毛病，他们呢很想做某一件事，可是他们说呢自己哈一定做不好的，所以呢我就干脆不要去做了，免得失败。
They have very little of being able to hold on to things or keep doing things. If they fail, they just want to throw it aside.
那这样的情况呢，会很难持守或继续一件事情。只要有一点点的措施，他们马上就放弃，所以没有办法很固定的做一件事情。
Sometimes they don't even want to tell people the goals they're working on in case they don't make that goal.
有时候呢，连他们的目标都不想让人家知道，因为万一呢自己不要了，那他们就不要让人家知道。
We've been talking about what it is to be a perfectionist, and also what our thinking is and how our thinking is. Now let's look at what it does to us to be a perfectionist.
刚才我们已经认知到什么是这种不成熟的里面的这种完美主义，还有它会有什么样的信念。那接下来我们要来看到底这样的一个情况对我们有什么影响。
One of the things that it does to some people, it brings them even down lower in their esteem.
那其中之一就是会把自己的自我价值、自尊呢拉得很低。
They never feel good enough. I've told you that before. They never feel that what they've done is good enough.
从来都不觉得自己啊对自己满意，总是觉得自己不够好。
And you see, they feel like a loser.They feel like they're a failure, and it takes down their self-confidence and their self-esteem.
因为自己常觉得自己是一个败家、失败的人，所以呢，就会把自己的这种自我价值还有自信心拉低了。
Guilt is a heavy thing.
罪恶感是很沉重的。
And many times, a perfectionist never feels good about the way and the responsibilities how they have handled life.
这些完美主义者呢，他们不晓得该怎么样来面对生命当中的一些情况。
And they feel a sense of shame.
所以他们就有羞耻感。
And this guilt just eats on them.
那就会产生这种罪恶感，然后罪恶感好像在吞吃他们一样。
You see, when you feel like you've not good enough, you've not done things well enough, and you make mistakes and it just tears you down, then you are riddled with this guilt.
因为呢，自己总觉得自己不够好，自己没有能力，然后呢，就跟这个罪恶感呢搅在一起。
Now, we have what we call being an optimist and being a pessimist. Being an optimist means you see the good side of everything. Being a pessimist means you never see the good side.
那我们把一个人的人生观分成乐观跟悲观。乐观的人呢，他们就是看到都是好的，悲观人总是看到不好的。
Many times, the perfectionist is a pessimist.
那通常这种完美主义呢，这样的人的话，他们是属于悲观的这个心态。
It's going to be extremely difficult, they feel, to achieve their goal.
对于要完成自己的理想，有一种很极端的一种挫败感。
They may become easily discouraged.
很容易就会沮丧。
And they feel downhearted.
心情总是很沉重。
And they always feel something just isn't good enough. They feel bad about it.
那不但觉得不够好，而且呢，觉得不好。
Another consequence is the fact that you may go into depression. And this is a very difficult thing, becoming very low, becoming very depressed over the fact that you cannot do this perfectly.
另外一个结果就是会把你带到一个非常低沉、一种沮丧的一个情绪，因为你觉得你什么都做不好。
Those who feel like everything has to be perfect in life, just so, they become inflexible. They can't change. They become very rigid. They don't have any real spontaneousness about them.
因为呢，你认为就是应该要这样子，所以呢，就变成很没有弹性，就一定要有一个这样的一个模式，一定要这样子，不然的话，你会觉得很不舒服。
Sometimes we look around at those who have problems with drugs, those who have problems with drinking too much or eating too much or too much sexual activity, and we wonder what is wrong in them, and a lot of times it is because they have problems in their emotions that they try to cover up with some of these things.
有时候你看四周围一些所谓的酗酒也好，吸毒，或者是有性泛滥，或者是在吃的方面过分的人呢，事实上他们有这种潜在的这些问题。
Sometimes you'll see people that really have marvelous talents and abilities that are in this addicted area of their life.
你就看到这些刚才我讲的有这些嗜好二习的人呢，事实上他们很多都是很有才气的，很有能力的。
And for some of them, it might be because they are a perfectionist.
那很多当中的人是因为他们有这种完美主义才会落到这个地步。
Who feels like they have failed, they're a loser.
他们觉得他们是败家，他们失败了。
And never be able to really do it good enough.And so they turn to these things.
他们都觉得说好，反正自己好不了，所以呢就自暴自弃了。
Maybe you don't understand. People don't understand why this happens. But it's because people who cannot achieve many times turn to things that take their mind and their thoughts off of these things.
我们是很难了解的，因为这些人呢，他们既然呢有这种完美主义呢，对自己不满意的话，他们只好转向这些嗜好，或者是成一种瘾，然后就来麻醉掉自己，好像自己就不用再被这种完美主义来侵犯了。
Sometimes they end up with a lack of motivation.
到后来就变成一个没有动机，没有里面那种动力的人。
You see, they've tried it and they haven't been able to succeed, and so they just sort of push it aside and they lose their desire to really do because they feel like it just isn't good enough.
因为他们一再的尝试，然后一再的不满意，一再的觉得说自己都不好，所以呢，后来就连这种尝试的动力就没有了。
You know, it can become very serious in our lives when we have some of these traits.
那如果我们有这样的里面的这种特质的话，有时候是很严重的。
We can live with fear and guilt and actually become immobile. In other words, we don't go out, we don't do anything. We really become a liability to ourselves.
不但有恐惧，而且会有罪恶感，到后来把自己就这样关闭起来，到后来呢，就是自己成为自己的问题了。
Now, I'm sure that if any of you have seen yourself in any of this that I've been speaking about, would wonder, how can I get out of it?
如果你听到这些症状现象，你发现你就是其中的一个的话，我想你很关心，那我怎么办呢？
Now, some perfectionism can really be very beneficial.
有时候这种完美主义呢，也可以让你得到益处的。
And it can keep you on your toes doing things well.
让你好好的持守在一个理想里面，让你做得很好。
But what I'm talking about is those who it has really given problems to.
但是呢，如果给你负面的这些问题的啊，变成一种问题的原因的话。
And as I have mentioned, I've told you some of the things it does to us, some of the thinking that we have, it really is and has become detrimental.
像我刚才讲的，不管是对你的影响或对你的概念上的这种不合理的一些概念，这个都是有害处的。
Now you say, how can I overcome these tendencies?
那我怎么来克服呢？
You know, it's a wonderful thing how God has made us.
神的创造真是很奇妙的。
Life can seem so hopeless.
有时候生命到个地步是很没有盼望。
And we can seem so helpless.
我们也感觉到很无力感。
And feel like, no, I can't change.
你会觉得说我没有办法改变的。
But God has given us a wonderful mind to deal with.
但是呢，神造人的时候给人一种很奇妙的这种心思。
Our mind can be changed.
我们的心思是可以转换的。
I say that because our thinking can be changed.
因为我们的想法是可以改变的。
And what we think is how we act.
那你怎么想，你就怎么行动。
But along with that, he also has said, if you lack wisdom, call on me.
那同时呢，神也告诉我们，如果我们缺乏能力、智慧的话，我们可以向他祈求。
So a wise person recognizes their problem.
一个聪明的人要认识到自己的问题。
They recognize their helplessness.
那也体识到自己是无助的。
They recognize that there is the ability, you've been given the ability to change.
但是我们也要知道，我们在天父下来的就是有一种可以改变的一种能力。
And God has also given us the ability to turn to Him for any help.We need.
神也给我们这种能力来转向他，向他求助。
So maybe you're saying now then, well, I really want to change.
或许你的心里面正在呼喊说我要改变。
Now you do know that change doesn't come easy.
那你要知道改变的过程是不容易的。
It has its price, it has its cost.
要付上代价。
It means that we have to turn from what we're doing and face another way.
因为你是要整个转过来，转到另外一个方向。
And this takes time.
这个是要有时间的。
It takes our emotional energy.
有时候你的情绪要用很用心力的。
And it takes some commitment on our part.
而且你需要自己有一个意志上的委身。
But if you're ready, let's go.
如果你准备好的话，那我们就要开始。
I think one of the first things you're going to have to change in your thinking is accept yourself as a human being.
首先你要来接纳你自己，就是告诉自己，我是一个平凡的人，我就是一个平常的人。
In being a human being, we know that means that we are not perfect.
所谓的我是一个平常的人，就是呢，我不完美。
So if we understand the fact as a human, I have the capability of failing.
如果我是一个平常的人的话，那我当然有失败的时候。
Then you must learn how to forgive yourself.
然后呢，你就要对自己宽恕原谅。
Forgive yourself for the mistakes and failures that you have done.
原谅自己的错误或者是自己的失败。
So now this means that I say to myself, I am very human and I have made mistakes, but I'm going to throw them aside, I'm going to forget them, and I'm going to try again.
意思是说呢，我是一个平凡的人，然后我犯了错，我要把这个错误割开，再继续的向前走，我要再尝试。
So as you go now, every time you fail, you just pick yourself up and say, I'm going again.
每一次你失败的时候，你就自己站起来说，我要再走了。
You see, this is your beginning to turn your thinking. You're beginning to turn your mind away from those other thoughts.
那等于说你在转你的想法，离开以前的想法。
Except that ideal is only a guideline, and that maybe you're not going to achieve 100%, but maybe you can achieve 90%.
你要这种想法，就是说呢，我给我自己一个理想，比如说一个完美的理想，那只是一个对我的一个引导跟触动，但是呢，我或许呢，得到80-90%就已经很不错了。
As you look at the projects that you're going to do, learn how to make realistic flexible time frames for the goals that you want to do.
当你立了理想之后呢，你要让自己有弹性一点，而且呢，要立了理想呢，要实际一点。
So you see, you're not going to push yourself, and you're going to give yourself something that really you can do in this step.
等于说呢，你不勉强你自己，所以你给自己的理想是你可以做得到的。
You see, you're going to have to develop a sense of patience with yourself.
对自己要有耐性。
And you're going to have to reduce the need to get it done, to get it done now, and to be able to patiently work on it.
所以呢，有耐心的意思是说呢，不是我现在要马上就可以做的，你要给自己时间，然后一步一步的来完成。
So you do not set up unrealistic goals for yourself.
所以不要建立那种根本不可能的这种不实际的理想。
Or deadlines that are so near and so hard for you to reach.
而且呢，把自己限制在某一个很短促的时间，让自己非常的非常的急。
As we recognize that we're human, we begin to see the fact that we can fail, we have weaknesses, that we're imperfect, that we make mistakes, and we accept it because we're human.
身为一个平常的人，就是我要容许我自己失败，我会犯错，而且我有软弱，而且我是不完美的。
In your thinking, begin to develop maybe what we might say is thought stopping. In other words, when you get those thoughts that scold you for not being good enough, for not doing it in the time it should be done, stop your thinking and think on something else.
在你的想法里面开始安置一个好像是一种刹车的一种思想的刹车，就是你碰到一个情况来的时候，你开始想我不好，我不行的时候，你马上停下来这种思想，把它刹住了。
Learn to accept yourself the way you are, not the way you would like to be.
接受你现在的自己，我怎么样就怎么样，不要老是要想到我希望我是怎么样的。
Learn to hope success, but recognize that you might not succeed.
学习你盼望成功，但是呢，也知道说自己可能会失败。
You know, the Bible tells us that we're to love the Lord with all of our heart, but we're also to love ourselves.We're to love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，我们要尽心尽力尽意的爱神，然后呢，告诉我们要爱人如己。这个当中呢，意思是说我们要爱自己。
So there is a healthy self-love.
所以有一种健康的自我的这种爱，对自己的爱。
So this is something that you should be cultivating in your life.
这些你都要自我培养的。
You know, visualize yourself as a winner, even when it takes more energy and more perseverance than what you plan for, but you keep right at it.
即使是很难，但是呢，你有这种想法跟耐心之后呢，你会继续的有更多的耐心，更多的能力来持守，然后你会继续的来做。
Learn what it is to be flexible.
而且学习怎么样，有弹性一点。
To develop an openness and compassion and understanding for yourself and for others, and don't expect too much.
对自己对别人都要敞开一点，然后有多一点的这种体恤，不要期待太多。
Be willing to take your goals and readjust them to what you can do.
那对于你的目标，就是把它调整到是自己能力做得到的。
Be able to go on even though you're not first, you're not the greatest, you're not the star pupil.
即使自己不是第一个、第一名的，或者是很出色的，但是呢，还是让自己继续的进行。
Realize the important things that you go on with a positive direction.
然后让自己走向乐观的那个方向。
So we realize then that actually, we need to do this for ourselves, but also for those around us that we have been constantly looking at them and saying they don't do things right.
一方面我们这样子来建立我们自己，一方面呢，我们要转向那个四周围我们以前常常会批评他们没有做对做好的人。
You see, socially, people begin to look at you as someone who is very critical.
如果你常这样的话，别人会在他们跟你的关系上认为你是一个非常好批评责难的人。
And sometimes very proud because you think you're the one that's always right.
在别人眼中也会成为一个很骄傲的人，因为你认为只有你的最好最对。
They really look at you then with some feelings that you're not even aware of.
有时候他们对你的想法是你自己没有体察到的。
But now you do need others to help you.
那事实上你需要别人来帮助你。
You need to find some people that are not perfectionists, that do not feel that everything should be perfect.
你需要有一些他们没有这种完美主义这样的人，他们不觉得说自己一定要完美的人。
You need to find those who know how to forgive.
然后你也需要有一些知道怎么样宽恕的人。
And those that keep encouraging you to do what you can, not always the best you can.
你也需要有一些人可以常常的鼓励你，看到你尽力而为就觉得很好了，不一定要是做最好的。
As we've been talking about this inner child over these past weeks, we realize then that we have some work to do inside.
我们这段时间来在谈到一个里面没有成长的这个我的时候，我们发现有很多我们都要努力。
It can make you a more happy and profitable person as you work on it.
如果你愿意努力的话，会让你更快乐，而且呢，让你更有成效，你的生命呢更有果效。
But it's good when we realize we're not alone in this.
但是你要知道，如果你知道说你不是孤单的，那更好。
When we have human support, it's good. But when we have heavenly support, when we have God through Jesus Christ to support us, we can overcome.
能有从自己或者是别人来的这种扶持，当然非常好。但是最重要的，我们要认识到，我们可以由神那里给我们的帮助。
May God bless you as you work some of these things out in your life.
愿神帮助你，让你可以克服，然后走出这些我们心里面的困难。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。